message.
We are living in the age of information, but somehow it feels more like the age of misinformation. Conspiracy theories, rumors, and social media posts are being gobbled up like they're the last slice of pizza at a party, and nobody's checking to see if that slice even belongs to the right pizza. In an election year, when things are heated and everyone has an opinion, critical thinking is not just a skill, it's a survival tool. Here's the problem. There seems to be a kind of brain paralysis happening out there. People are just accepting what they hear without so much as a, that seems a bit off. It's like we're surrendering our ability to think critically and just handing over our mental keys to whoever shouts the loudest or has the flashiest headline. I get it. Thinking critically, it's not always fun. It's a lot easier to just scroll through our feeds like a post that confirms our bias and call it a day. But when we stop asking questions, when we stop checking facts, we reach a tipping point where things get, well, let's just say, very weird. Take conspiracy theories, for example. Remember when people started believing that birds weren't real? Yes, there's an actual conspiracy theory that claims that birds are government drones used to spy on us. I mean, come on. Are pigeons also charging their batteries on power lines when they rest there? It sounds ridiculous when you say it aloud, but it's a reminder of what happens when we let our skepticism go on permanent vacation. So, how do we fight this absurdity? Well, here's a few things to keep in mind if you want to keep your brain engaged, especially as election day is on our heels. Don't believe everything you hear, see, or read. Just because it's online, my friends, does not mean it's true. I know, shocking, right? But it turns out that the internet is not curated by a team of experts who fact-check every single post before it goes live. Your cousin's post about how the government is turning frogs into radio stations? Yeah, maybe Google that one before sharing. Or the guy that says that windmills cause cancer. Check the source. When a headline sounds too crazy to be true or too perfect for the viewpoint, pause for a moment. Is it coming from a reputable news outlet or from a website that looks like it was made on a free template from 1998? Legitimate sources usually have editorial standards and an interest in maintaining their reputation. If the article's author is anonymous truth seeker 123, maybe think twice. Ask yourself, who benefits? Now, this is a classical critical thinking exercise. When we come across a piece of information, we have to ask ourselves, who stands to gain if they believe it? Does it push a certain agenda? Does it reinforce stereotypes or prey on our fears? Often, when we peel back the layers, we find that the people or groups promoting certain facts, quote unquote, have something to gain from our ignorance. Consider opposing views. I know, it's not comfortable, but true critical thinking means challenging our own beliefs sometimes. Read up on what people with different opinions are saying. It doesn't mean that we have to agree with them, but it helps to understand the full picture. If we're only ever exposed to one side, we're not thinking critically, we're just memorizing. So, let's not surrender our mental independence to every wild idea that pops up in our feeds. Immigrants are not eating dogs and cats. Human behavior is already absurd enough without adding unfounded rumors into the mix. And as we head in to the last inning of the election season, let's remember that we do not have to be characters in someone else's twisted fantasy. We can be thinkers, the questioners, the ones who say, wait a minute, does that actually make sense? Because when we choose to think for ourselves, we take control of our lives and our democracy. And who knows, maybe we can even bring back a little bit of common sense in a world that could really use it right now.